This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, last week was perhaps the most exciting weekend of the year, of course, for football aficionados. We really look forward to week one. But followed closely behind is week two. Knowing what happened in week one, seeing how teams can rebound here in week two.
Yeah, and like I said, this is a big one. And Staunton's on, or excuse me, Vandalia's on a four-game winning streak against the Hilltoppers. But this is a rivalry that goes all the way back into the Mid-State Conference. So these are two teams that traditionally know each other very well and really compete well against one another. So when the red and the black get together and play, it'd be tough to pick one team.
Normally you could say when the red and the black get together, it's going to be a black and blue evening, because both
yeah.
teams very hard hitting,
very physical,
defensive, and they don't shy away from contact whatsoever. Well, the flip of the coin went the Topper's way, as they will receive the opening kickoff. The field here at Vandalia runs east-west. Hillsboro will be defending the east goal, so they'll be looking into the sun to get that kickoff, and it's going to be taken there by Jace Tekin. And Tekin comes out to about the 42-yard line, and so there Hillsboro will have the ball first and 10.
Just a short kickoff by the Vandals. Really only kicked the ball to about the 35-yard line in the end, with the idea just to pinch it and use the sideline as defender, and just a very short return on it.
Short return, but good field position, and, of course, that's the gamble that you don't take. If you kick it deep and they have a big run back, then you regret it. So I think they feel like their defense, and Lord knows they're big enough out there, can stand up, as they will play an odd man defense as the center is covered. Only one back in the backfield behind the quarterback, Landon Carroll, and he'll get the handoff and go off tackle. Is that Lemon on the carry there?
That's Liam Dugan.
Dugan on the carry.
Liam Dugan on the carry.
So Dugan comes up with about, let's give him four, take it out over the 45-yard line. We'll call a second at about seven. So he runs over that right tackle, very conservative first play call.
A little different look for the Hilltoppers. Usually we're looking at a full backfield for those guys, but they got quite a few receivers split out to start this game.
Well, I noticed in pregame they did go with that triple I quite a bit, but as you said, they're going with a single set. Now the quarterback's going to keep it himself. Going to fall forward close to the first down marker, as he's going to get over the 50 down to about the, looks like they're going to mark it at the 49. So he'll come a yard short. Let's call it third and one for the Toppers as they journey into Vandal territory. Just underway here at Vandalia High School. Hillsboro Hilltoppers and the Vandalia Vandals. Now with a third and short, they'll go into that triple I. They'll stack three backs in a row behind a quarterback. He won't use any of them. He'll keep the ball himself, and I'm not sure, depending on the placement, whether or not he's going to get it. The linesman over here on this side signals for the chains to be moved, and as they mark it, they will move the chains and restart. So it'll be a first and 10 for the Toppers. I'll tell you what, he's got better eyes than I do.
That was a very generous spot, but they did get a forward lean. The offensive line seemed to get off the ball and think a push, so they're going to get the benefit of the doubt most time on that.
And they'll go back into the toss sweep to the tailback to the outside, breaking away there. And getting all the way down inside the 40 to the 36-yard line was Joey Leip. Leip with a nice run as he ducked in off left tackle and then decided to scoot to the outside all the way down to the 36, give him a gain of 12, give the Toppers another first and 10.
Landon Malloy, the left tackle for the Toppers, really did a great job of kicking out the left end of the Vandals, and really that was the block that really sprung that play.
And this is the Topper lineup we're more accustomed seeing. They'll go right to the fullback this time, and it'll be Liam Dugan. And Dugan will go down inside the 35 to about the 31. So let's give him a gain of 5, call it second and 5. Nothing fancy about that. Just follow those big interior linesmen. Tisco's in there, Gunderson, Mullen, Malloy, and Floyd. That's a big front 5 for HHS.
Well, yes. Vandals have big Anthony Inloy, All-State heavyweight at the nose guard, but they seem to be running right at him and having some success.
This time they'll toss and go to the outside, as it'll be Joey Leip trying to turn the corner, and Leip's going to have trouble turning the corner out there, as coming up quickly with Zane Omer to make the stop for little or no gain. Looks like it's going to be spotted right about at the 30-yard line. Let's call it, give him one, so that'll bring up a third and 4.
Really good job by the Vandal defense to contain that outside play on that one.
Okay. Third and five coming up for the Toppers. They'll spread them out. Two wide receivers left, two wide receivers right, one running back behind Carroll. He's going to take the snap. I believe there was a bit of a false start there. While we've got a false start, and they'll mark that penalty off. Let's go back to the studio for a game update with David Jenkins.
Thank you very much, Gary Boker. A quick score out of the Sangamo Conference. Auburn leads Pittsfield early. That score 7-0 after Destin Chance takes it 34 yards into the end zone. So again, Auburn leading Pittsfield 7-0. Now back to Vandalia High School. We join Gary Boker and Dan Newkirk.
Thank you, David. Of course, we'll keep you abreast of all of the games. As we get scores come in, we'll bring them along your way. So stay tuned to 106.1 for all your high school football news tonight. Penalty brings it back to the 35. It's going to bring up a third and 10. They'll send a man in motion, and they'll go with the counter reverse, coming back around with the ball down to about the 30-yard line. That was number 36 that time, Jonah Harkins. Harkins gets the ball down to 30, so he got the penalty yards back, but it's going to bring up four and still about four or five for the Toppers with the ball resting on the 30-yard line. We've got a Vandal down on the field, so while they tend to him, we'll take a break. You're listening to WSMI. Got a report there on Zane Omer, the injured player there, Dan?
Yeah, Zane is coming off under his own will, walking on his own. Got a little bit of a limp, but looks like he's okay.
And that is good news. Bring up a fourth and long four as the Topper's going to fake to the fullback, go to the quarterback keeper, and it's going to go no place as Braden Kaiser's over there on the far side coming up with a huge stop as they nailed the quarterback, Landon Carroll, just as he tried to turn the corner at the 30. So Vandalia's defense rises, and they will take over on downs from their own 30-yard line. Good defensive effort there by the Vandals.
Yeah, it really was. And I tell you what, I thought the fullback had the ball. I thought he gave it up. So Kaiser did a really great job of being disciplined and staying home. Last week, Landon Carroll had a lot of success running the ball. And obviously, they worked on that really hard this week, and that showed.
So now at the 8:20 mark of the first quarter, we're scoreless. Vandalia with their offense on the field for the first time tonight. Matthew Wells back. He'll do a toss sweep to Trevor Smalls. Smalls is going to try to turn a corner. He's going to be driven out of bounds over there on the near sideline, and that was Colton Kaiser come up with a nice stop. Going to be a penalty flag thrown. Let's see what that will be. Going to be a holding call against the Vandals. Well, I don't know about you, but I really don't think that Smalls need that much advantage to get to the outside.
Now, boy, he's quick, isn't he? And it's going to get a lot of corners. Hillsborough, obviously, very aware of Trevor Smalls, as everybody in the conference is. But still, it's the kind of speed you just can't reproduce in practice. So when you get live against him, there's some adjustment period.
Well, and that's one of those you say every coach would say, I love to watch him play, except when he's playing against us.
Absolutely.
Ball's going to be taken back to the 22-yard line, so the penalty was 2 yards downfield. So that'll bring up a first and 18 for the Vandals from their own 22-yard line. Once again, they'll go two wide receivers left, two wide receivers right. Well, looking to see if he can get five of them back with a hard count. Toppers don't fall for that one. Ah, nice pass, just a quick slant. And the receiver, Garrett Austin, wide open. He eludes one tackler. He gets all the way out to the 42-yard line. Needed 18, picked up 20. First and 10 Vandals. And that was just a little quick hitter pass. But once the reception was made by Austin, he sure did a good job of eluding the tacklers.
Austin had a lot of success last week catching the ball, and they picked right up where they left off.
And so that'll be first and 10 for the Vandals as they move the ball quickly out to the 41. Garrett Austin with a nice reception there. Now they'll fake the ball to the fullback, and then they'll send it deep and overthrow on the receiver. Incomplete pass. We'll go back to the studios. It's another update coming your way.
Thank you very much, Gary Boker. Auburn extends their lead over Pittsfield 14-0. Another update from the Sangamo Conference. Athens, a 6-0 lead over Pleasant Plains. Now back to Vandalia High School. We rejoin Gary Boker and Dan Newkirk.
Auburn may be one of the best schools for reloading a football program year after year after year.
Well, Gary, we had them last year, and they're not reloading. All those kids were sophomores last year, if you remember. So they're just juniors this year. I think they started 9 or 10 sophomores on defense. So they're looking to be loaded for the next couple of years.
The incomplete pass brings up a 2nd and 10. They're going to give the ball off Small. Small's going to go off tackle. He found a seam, and that's all he needed to get across midfield and down to inside the 45-yard line. He's finally going to be stopped there by Joey Life, but not until he picks an outstanding gain all the way down to the 43. So go from the 42 to the 43 of Hillsboro, and 1st and 10 for the Vandals. They're on the move.
Just explosive. He gets through the line of scrimmage so quickly, and he's in the backfield. Just a very difficult kid to defend.
Now they'll throw the swing pass out in the flat. It's overthrown for the intended receiver, Garrett Austin. And that's going to bring up a 2nd and 10 from the 43. But you can't spread out a whole lot with your defense. If you do, then you know that that's going to leave Smalls open through the middle. And he's gaining a lot of attention here in the early going. But that pass simply right through the hands of the receiver.
Matt Wells, from this view, looks like just a tall, lanky receiver, but has a very strong throwing arm. And lots of receivers are able to catch the ball, so that's going to really complement and should be able to open up some seams for Smalls to run through.
Well, the junior's got a couple of guys in the backfield, one on each side. Is that for protection? Is he going to hand off? He'll hand off to Smalls. Smalls going to go around left end this time. He'll turn the corner, a little cutback. Now he'll swing to the outside. Spin away, finally brought down, but not until he gets inside the 35. Down to about the 32-yard line. Another 1st and 10 Daniels, and that's no small pass.
No, it's not. Again, Trevor Smalls makes just a simple sweep look like it's just not that much, but he's just constantly attacking the line of scrimmage, constantly running downhill and gaining yards as he goes.
I'm not sure, but they better check his uniform. There could be some grease on it because he's awfully hard to get hold of.
Oh, he's quick.
He'll set as a single setback behind Matthew Wells this time. Two wide receivers left, two wide receivers right. He'll roll out to the right. Wells will stop and pop. Ooh. Throws long, overthrowing the intended receiver. Once again, looking for Garrett Austin. Overthrew him in the corner of the end zone. That'll bring up a 2nd and 10, but he was beyond the secondary, and the throw was a little bit too long.
Well, I tell you what might have helped with that was Jordan Gregg, the outstanding all-conference defensive end for the Hilltoppers, planted Matt Wells right on his backside. So just as Wells was letting go of the ball, Jordan Gregg was there to make the hit. Now, in Wells' credit, he stood in there and made the throw, but might have had a little bit of effect on where that ball went.
Got to check his eye teeth right now. Ooh. Is that what you're saying?
He rattled.
And we have seen Jordan Gregg do that on numerous occasions in the past. One runner on each side. Handoff. No, the fake handoff. And Wells going to keep it himself. He gets tripped up as he gets inside the 25, down to about the 23. Going to pick up 9. It'll bring up a 3rd and short. That time, you got to credit Mr. Smalls as the decoy because he had the defense shifting towards him to their left, and that allowed Wells to come back to the right or to the left for a good gain of 9.
Free safety, Caden Lemon, probably saved a touchdown on that play, or at least down deep inside the 10-yard line. Really, I think a touchdown saving tackle.
From the 23, it'll be a 3rd and 2. It'll be a direct snap, and finally being forced out of bounds on the sideline. Who was that running the ball there? Is that Dugan? Is that Locke?
I think that was Trevor Smalls again.
Okay, 5 by 5 or 6. Down to the 11 it will go. So from the Hillsboro 11, it'll be a 1st and goal. And the Vandals are knock, knock, knocking on the door.
And that brings us into the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers. Score big with Case IH at Seavers Equipment. SeaversEquipment.com.
So the Vandals have had the ball for about 3 minutes now as the clock winds down to 5:25 to go here in the first quarter. We are scoreless, but now it'll be an empty backfield. And they'll take a timeout. As they take a timeout, let's go back to the studio for an update and some messages on WSMI.
Thank you very much, Gary Boker. Another Sangamo Conference update for you right now. The Williamsville Bullets out to a fast start against Riverton. They lead by a score of 14-0 with 6:56 left in the first quarter. So again, Williamsville leading Riverton 14-0 here in the first quarter at Williamsville High School. Let's take a break. More football after these messages on WSMI.
Following the timeout, the Vandals will set the ball over on the left hash mark is where it's at. They'll have three wide receivers to the near side, the right side, one right wide receiver over to the left. Now they'll send another one over there, as it will be an empty backfield. For Smalls. Smalls is going to swing to the right, and he's going to be brought down on about the 10-yard line. Coming up, Caden Lemon with the stop. A little wildcat there. Give him a gain of one, so that's going to be a second and nine from the 10.
It was just a direct snap. Quarterback Matthew Wells split out to the side, and they do that, what you would call maybe a wildcat type package with Trevor Smalls. And you got to be really careful with him back there taking the snap, because he has an outstanding throwing arm as well. He has played some quarterback from time to time for the Vandals, especially a lot as a sophomore.
He's going to set beside Wells now. He'll fake the handoff. He'll go into the tight end over on the right side, and the completion is made on the play. That is Caleb Slater. Gets the ball all the way down to the 1 yard line. Didn't get in the end zone, but it's going to be a first and goal as they got the 10 yards they needed for the first down. Now first and goal for the Vandals from the 1 yard line.
Just made an outstanding catch. He had a defender all over him and somehow pulled the ball in.
Smalls is going to get the call. Smalls is going to get into the end zone. So Trevor Smalls is going to come up with the first score of the ball game on a 1 yard touchdown run, as he followed that big offensive line, Eric Romans over there at left tackle, Anthony Enloe left guard, Lucas Carroll is the center, David Myers the right guard, and Andy Metzger the right tackle. They just blew off the line of scrimmage, and Trevor Smalls had an easy time getting in for that score. They'll attempt the point after now. Looks like it's going to be a kicking opportunity. Who might the kicker be for the Vandals? Let's see the side of his jersey. Anyway, the snap is back. The ball is down. The kick is up. It's high. It's wide left and no good. And so with 4:17 to go here in the first quarter, it is Vandalia 7, Vandalia 6, Hillsboro nothing. Back with the Vandals kickoff after these messages on WSMI. Coming back to live action quickly, and you talk about live, Caden Lemon took that kickoff, and he did some zigging and some zagging up over the 30, up over the 40, got out to about the 44-yard line, where he's finally brought down an exciting run back there.
Right, the finish rate, well, I noticed this, in part of the spinning and grabbing, his helmet came unsnapped, and then part of the last tackle, the helmet went straight up in the air. Luckily, Caden didn't take any hits to the head, popped right up, got his helmet back on, everything was good, but this kind of thing can be a little bit scary.
So the topper is going to send a wide receiver, Keaton Pruitt, over here to the near side. They'll go tight end over on the right side, and they'll go into that triple I. They'll give it off to the first back, and he's going to go back up the middle to about the 44-yard line, and that was Dugan on the carry. And the yardage was rather short there. We'll give him a couple. Let's call it second and eight from the 45.
Looking a little bit more like Hillsboro Hilltoppers in that triple I.
Big Anthony Enloe was in on the tackle over there on the defense's left side. Now with the ball right between the hash marks, they're going to go to the fullback back to the left side this time. And Dugan is going to get the ball out at about the 48, so another 3 yards. Tough yardage indeed for the toppers there. It's going to bring up a third and about four. 3:15 to go here in the first quarter. Hillsboro has the ball. Vandalia has the lead, 6-0. Third and about four. Ball resting on the 48-yard line. Now the toppers will go into a single setback behind the quarterback. Send a man in motion with now three wide receivers over to the right side. Single receiver over here. And that's the big guy, Jordan Gregg. And Gregg is just a ton to break down. And evidently he must have stepped out of bounds, because he didn't go down and he turned and looked back at the official like, I wasn't down. That'll be a first and 10 for the Toppers. Let's take a quick break and be back after this important announcement by David Jenkins.
Thank you very much, Gary Boker. And Auburn continues to pile on over Pittsfield. The score now 21-0 after a pass from Devin Chance to DJ Donaldson. He takes it all the way into the end zone. Again, Auburn leading 21-0 over Pittsfield. Now back to Vandalia. We rejoin Gary and Dan.
Thank you, David. We appreciate all the updates you bring our way. And the Toppers this time decide they're going to go up the middle, and it doesn't go very far at all, as there were a ton of Vandals in on the stop there. And, of course, one of the big boys was Anthony Enlow. He's been on quite a few of these tonight. Looked like Ethan Plunkett was also in there as well. Gain of 1, 2nd and 9.
Enlow weighing in somewhere between 290 and 300 pounds, I would guess. Just really locks down that middle of the line. But Hillsborough seems to have some confidence. They just keep running right at him, right at him, right at him. I guess maybe they'll wear him down.
Now they'll go triple stack, and they'll go to Greg. Oh, what an outstanding catch there by Jordan Greg as he was falling to the ground. Still had the presence of mind to keep those hands ready, and he nestled that one in at about the 28-yard line, and that's enough for a first and 10, but that's a big lead catch by Jordan Greg.
Yeah, loose lane, flat on his back, and for as big as he is, just has the softest pillow hands, maybe in the conference, make a catch like that.
So that will give a first down to the Toppers with 1:34 to go here in the first quarter. The Toppers are going to take a timeout. They're on the move, trailing 6-0. Back with more after these messages on WSMI. Thank you, David Jenkins. And a first and 10 for the Toppers. The ball resting inside the 30-yard line at about the 28-yard line of the Vandals. As the Toppers go into the triple I, they're going to go to the second man, and he is wrapped up and brought down very abruptly. Coming up with a big stop there was big number 65, Anthony Enlow. There's just certain guys that have a way of gravitating to the action. Enlow seems to be that kind of guy.
He is. He's a big cat, moves well, very large presence in the center. And gives the Vandals a lot of freedom on defense. He's pretty much got the whole A-gap to A-gap area covered. And the linebackers in the other ends are taking care of the rest. But he's holding down that middle.
And he's got a set of claws on him. Once he gets hold of you, you don't get loose. He was wrapping him up and bringing him down. Into the final minute of the first quarter we go. Into the triple I. Fake to the tailback, now rolling out, looking for receiver deep. It's for Greg, and it looks like it might be intercepted out there, and I believe it was. Was that Blake Morrison? Morrison coming up with the INT as he stayed with that one. Greg was the receiver out there, so he didn't have a height advantage, but you talk about a verticality. He got up in the air, and Morrison with a big INT.
And Greg had great position on the play, was in front of the defender, but I think just mistimed his jump a little bit, and the ball got to him as he was coming down, and Morrison timed his jump right and made the play.
Those are the kind of mistakes you can't make in an evenly matched game. You can't give the ball away when you're down there getting ready to score, and that's what the Toppers have done here. Now they'll see if they can get the ball back. Well, you're going to have to take it away from Trevor Smalls. He's going to try to turn a corner. Oh, a good open field tackle that time is coming up with Joey Light. You talk about squaring up the pads, wrapping them up low, keeping him from going around the corner. And to do that with Trevor Smalls, that is no small task.
And you say that, keep him from going around the corner, but he's still got almost 5 yards on the play. Just constantly. He's one of those guys you watch the play and think, oh, maybe one or something. But then they move the chains 4 or 5 yards. He's just always going downhill.
But with Trevor Smalls, I call that damage control.
Well, that's a very good point.
And that'll bring up a 2nd and 5 inside 40 seconds. Clock stops as he went out of bounds. Now Small's going to get the ball and try it off left tackle. This time the going's going to be a little bit tougher there, as he's going to be brought down for a minimal gain of about the 16. So it's going to be a 3rd and 4 coming up now. For the Vandals, it looks like they may get one more play in here in the first quarter. They'll swing 3 receivers over to the far side. That'll be the offense's left side. Then the quarterback looks at the coach, and the coach looks at the clock, and I think both agree, let's wait and let this clock run out, and we'll head to the other end. So after one quarter play, it is Vandalia 6, Hillsboro nothing. Back from the second quarter after these messages on WSMI. Dan Newkirk, Gary Boker up here sweating in the press box. One of our threesome is in air conditioning tonight, but he's doing a lot of work because he's not only doing our ball game, but he's also bringing us updates, and that would be David Jenkins. Right now, as we'll start second quarter play, it'll be Vandal's ball. They'll have a third and four from their own 15-yard line. They will turn around, and they'll be the ones heading west this time, but the sun has set enough so that there is no sun to go into. As Wells is going to turn the corner, he'll get out over the 20, enough for a first down. We'll mark it at the 21, needed four, picked up five, first and 10 Vandals.
Again, that threat of Trevor Smalls is just ever present. When they gave him the ball fake, gave Matt Wells just enough room to get through and get that first down.
Yeah, Wells not a bad runner in his own right.
Very good athlete.
And, of course, as you said, that makes him even more effective when you got Smalls in the backfield with him. He'll send a couple of guys back there in the backfield, one on each side. Protectorates, if you would say. One to the left, one to the right. He's going to roll out, looks for his receiver who runs a down-and-out pattern, and makes a nice diving catch there. And that's number 24, Colton Kaiser. I like the way he ran into the defender, drove him off, then cut to the outside, where he was open. Excellent pass by Wells. High and outside. Nobody gets it unless the receiver gets it.
Well, and coming to his left, you know, still a junior, just a junior, showed a lot of poise and control there by rolling to his left, planting his left foot, and making that pass to the outside. A very difficult pass for a high school kid to make, and he put it right on the number.
We'll give him a gain of 11 out to about the 32-yard line. Once again, he'll have a running back to the left, running back to the right, and this time they're going to do a little crisscross action. And get the ball off to Thomas Ritchie, and Ritchie's off to the races. Everybody was looking for Trevor Small, and they run the little crossbuck action in front of the quarterback. And number two, Thomas Ritchie, just burst through the line of scrimmage. He gets all the way down to the Hillsboro 35-yard line. You talk about some nifty runners by the, quote, other running back in the backfield. Did a pretty good job.
Yeah, and Thomas Ritchie, very quick himself, so it's not like he's second fiddle. He's very capable.
They said, well, you did it once. We'll give it to you again. Try the same play again. This time it doesn't go so well. Dylan McCannock is there to help wrap him up and bring him down, as well as Landon, Malloy. They'll bring him up for no gain, so it's going to be Vandal's ball. And with a second and 10 now, with the ball still resting on the Hillsboro 30, let's call it the 36-yard line.
Taking a little bit of time. Coach Clay is making sure on this that he gets the play that he wants. And the benefit of the no-huddle offense is you do have a little extra time to consider more things in mind. You don't have to take time to break the huddle.
Look at the defense and see what they're showing you. They decide they'll go to the air. Wells got a receiver. Oh, in stride. The receiver is wide open. Blake Morrison takes it in for the touchdown. But hold on, we've got a penalty flag down. Did he push off to get open, or was it on the defense? We shall see.
It's either going to be a defensive holding, or they're going to call Morrison for a push-off.
It's coming back to the flag. Well, the way they're talking to the Vandalia coach, I'm not sure what it's going to be.
Is he giving Coach Clay his options? You can have a touchdown or a penalty. I think we'll take the touchdown.
It's going to be a touchdown for the Vandals. That's what you call a delayed call on the touchdown. But nonetheless, it was Blake Morrison who comes up with the touchdown catch, as that one takes 36 yards into the end zone for the Vandals. They now have a 12-0 lead. Wells with his first touchdown pass of the evening.
And I'll tell you, Gary, I've been very impressed with Matthew Wells and his poise in the pocket. He delivers a great ball. The receivers are catching the ball in stride. Just gives him a lot of confidence.
Cameron Withers in to attempt the extra point. Snap is low. Kick is up. It's high. It's long. It's no good. Wide left once again. So twice the point after attempt has been no good, but this time the touchdown is through the air, as it goes Wells to Morrison for 36 yards, 12-0 Vandalia. Back with the Vandals kickoff after these messages on WSMI. Well, as we said, that's one thing that the Litchfield Purple Panthers could not do, give the ball up and give away the ball. And they've done it a few times, and the Piesau Birds have taken advantage of it, have opened up an early lead. Well, the Vandals have marched up and down the field a couple of times, and they've come up with two touchdowns, one on the ground, Trevor Smalls with a one-yard run, and then a 36-yard touchdown pass, Wells to Morrison. They will take the penalty on the ensuing kickoff and kick off from the Hillsboro 45. It goes down to about the 20-yard line, and the Toppers will run it out to about the 30, and so they'll scrimmage from there, first and 10. That one kind of threw me for a loop there to give the penalty on the ensuing kickoff.
It did, and I was a little surprised. I thought maybe they would go away from their kind of hard onside kick and try to put the ball down a little bit deeper, but they stuck with what's been working for them, and really considering the penalty, Hillsboro's got pretty good field position.
So now Hillsboro trailing 12-0. They'll have the ball, and they'll start on their own 31-yard line, just really over the 30-yard line. And that triple I, they'll go again. They'll give it off to Dugan, the fullback. Dugan's going to get the ball out over the 40-yard line, and they're going to give him enough for a first down.
Yeah, Mr. Dugan just really runs hard. Two arms on the ball at all times. He's in that prototypical fullback mode. Just lower the shoulder pads, cover the ball, and go.
Stay strong, stay low, run hard. Knees high. First and 10 for the Toppers, trailing 12-0 here. Back into triple I, they'll go. They'll go with the sweep play this time. Give it to the tailback.
Ooh.
Oh, he's going to be spun down. That looked like he went down kind of awkwardly on about the 43. Give the gain of 3 on the play. Call it 2nd and 7.
It looked like life was really going to kind of explode a little bit, and I wasn't sure which of the red jerseys came out of nowhere and brought him to the ground.
I kind of wondered the way he spun around. I thought maybe it was a face mask at first, but no call.
He just caught him in the shoulder pads, obviously.
Yeah, got him. Spun him real quick to the ground at the 43. Pickup of about 3. Call it 2nd and 7. Back into that triple I. They'll go with the Toppers. One wide receiver. Now they'll run the pitch sweep to Light. Got a penalty flag down. As Light breaks free, he's going down the sideline up to about the 50-yard line. But I think there's going to be a holding call against the Toppers. At least if there isn't, we're going to have a riot up here in the press box, because all of the Vandals coaches saw it there. Indeed, the officials saw it as well.
Joey Light with a great effort. There were 3 or 4 Vandals over there meeting him right about the line of scrimmage, and he just ripped through those tackles and got himself up the field a little more. It's unfortunate that was coming back on a penalty, because it was really a good effort by Joey Light.
They'll mark it back to the 33-yard line. It'll bring up a 2nd and 17 with the clock running. 8:40 to go till halftime. 12-0 is the Vandals' lead. Remember, after this ball game, we've got another one coming your way, as Parlinville and Gillespie will be doing battle in game number 2 of our WSMI Friday night doubleheader. 2nd and 17. The Toppers with a wide receiver left and a wide receiver right. Carroll will drop back, got a receiver deep. Oh, he's stuck in front. Defender was all set up for the interception. But then stepping in at the last second was Caden Lemon, as he simply stole that one away and made an offensive interception to keep the ball going and keep the chains moving for the Toppers. They'll get it all the way down to the Vandalia 38-yard line.
You can't sit and let the ball come to you. You got to go meet the ball and attack the ball. Defender sat. Offensive player went to the ball and met it, and that guy's going to win almost every time.
Yeah, Lemon definitely attacked that one. As he had set up, came back in, got right in front of the defender for the reception. Now we'll go to the fullback. Right up the middle it will go, as Dugan gets shot from the 38-yard line. He'll take it down to about the 30. So let's give him a gain of 8 and call it 2nd and 2 for the Toppers. They trail here 12-0. They've got something going here. They started this drive from their own 30-yard line. They're now down to the Vandalia 30-yard line with a 2nd and 2. 7:20 to go till halftime. 12-0. Vandalia with the lead. Toppers with a wide receiver to the near side. To the fullback? No, they. I don't think they got the ball to the fullback, did they?
It almost looked like the ball's like Carroll lost the ball, but I think there's a little. I think Carroll wanted to keep it.
Dugan ended up taking it away from him. Gets the ball just inside the 30, down to about the 29, but he's not going to get the first down with that one. Needed two, picked up one. We'll call it third and one for the Toppers.
When you run that mesh point handoff, there's that split second where it's both players' ball. And sometimes you'll see a little bit of a disagreement between the fullback and the quarterback, and that was one there. I think Landon Carroll wanted to keep that ball.
Sometimes it's I got it, you take it. Yeah. Sometimes both of you want it. This time they'll go to the second back, and he'll bounce off as he was stopped at the line of scrimmage and then tried to scoot to the outside. Not a whole lot going on there, as coming up was Zane Ulmer with a nice stop on that play. Back at the 31-yard line, going to be a loss of a couple on there, and that's going to bring up a fourth and three. Big play here for the Toppers, trailing by 12. They need a first down. They need to continue this drive. Vandals defense, can they rise to the occasion? Two wide receivers left, two wide receivers right. Oh, bad snap, but he's able to get it. And then coming up with a good defensive play over on the far side was Garrett Austin as he knifed in, got a hand on it. So the pass falls incomplete, and the Vandals will take over on offense, and we'll take a break and get this update from David Jenkins.
Thank you very much, Gary Boker. Auburn pouring it on with 8:34 left in the second quarter. They lead Pittsfield 28-0 after a touchdown run by Michael Ent. And at Williamsville, after one quarter of play, the Bullets lead Riverton by a score of 33-0. Now back to Vandalia High School, we rejoin Gary Boker and Dan Newkirk.
Thank you, David Jenkins. A lot of points being scored on these other venues, but tonight the points are at a premium here this evening. Vandalia has 12. Hillsboro still looking for their first as they could not maintain on downs, and now the Vandals going to get the ball and try to run the sweep. They'll give it to Smalls, and Smalls, as he turns the corner, gets out to about the 35. He's going to be brought down there by Jordan Gregg, and it doesn't look good because Gregg goes down holding his left forearm, and he's not in much of a hurry to get up. Man down on the field, Jordan Gregg. We'll see how he comes out of this. Let's hope everything will be all right. But while they tend to him, we'll tend to these messages. You're listening to WSMI. The good news is Jordan Gregg went off the field under his own steam. The bad news is he was holding that forearm, and as you said, Dan, that could either be an arm problem, shoulder problem, collarbone problem. We shall see. In any event, as we return to live action, the Vandals will have a second and six, from their own 35-yard line. They'll send a man in motion, and that'll put three over to the right side. Getting the handoff is Thomas Ritchie. He turns the corner and gets out over the 40 to the 45-yard line. Needed six, picked up 10. First and 10, Vandals.
And I tell you what I like that they do. When they run like that's like a jet sweep motion. A lot of times these young running backs will panic if nothing's there and break to the outside. These Vandal running backs are very disciplined. They'll plant their outside foot and trust their blockers inside, and they come inside, and they're gaining good yards by trusting the play and trusting Coach Clay's call.
Indeed, an outstanding run that time by Ritchie. He's going to go in motion again. This time they'll fake the handoff. Now Wells will go back, and he'll look for receiver. And the receiver there is Trevor Smalls making the catch, and he's finally going to step out of bounds near the first down yardage at the Hillsboro 45. That was a nice play there. Smalls simply came out of the backfield, ran a little down and out across the middle. He was able to catch the ball over on the far sideline, take it down to the Hillsboro 45. Vandals, with 5 minutes to go here in the first half, have a 12-0 lead, and they're marching down the field once again.
I couldn't find last week that Trevor Smalls had a reception. I thought, boy, if they can add that element in the game, and there you go. Just bringing another wrinkle to the Trevor Smalls show in a football game.
Now we have a penalty flag thrown, and I believe it may be the Vandals' illegal procedure, and that will spot them back five more yards. So we'll spot the ball to the 50-yard line, make it a first and 15 for Vandalia. But the way they chew up yardage, I'm not sure that's really that much of a drawback.
No, it's going to spread the defense out for them.
And as we look out there on the field, we do not see Jordan Gregg.
Still not yet. It's hard. We're on the opposite side of the topper, so it's difficult to see behind the line to see if they're attending to him or.
That is a huge loss on that defensive side of the ball for the toppers. First down, 15 yards to go. Two wide receivers over to the far side. We've got a wing back over here to the left side. Now he'll go in motion to send three over there. They'll run the reverse, bring it back to Smalls. And Smalls going to try to turn the corner. He'll juke inside, go to the outside. Now spin back to the middle. Oh, he's met there by two or three Vandals. One of the big guys coming through was Jude Bertolino, and he made sure that once Smalls got slowed down, he didn't spin his way out of that one. Brought down at the 44, going to be a gain of about six. Let's call it second and nine. Outstanding run, outstanding defense as well.
Yeah, again, good pursuit on a reverse to Trevor Smalls to hold that for 6 yards. I'd say Hillsborough is going to call that one a success.
So they'll go back with two wide receivers, kind of like a double wing formation. Now the wing back goes in motion. They'll hand off to Richie. He'll use his lead blockers and cut off that right side. Penalty flag going down as he'll go inside the 40 to about the 39.
And that penalty flag's right in the air where they're going to call a holding call, but we'll see here.
Okay, we're waiting for the communication between the men in striped shirts. Indeed, it will be a holding call against the Vandals. Okay, well, with 4:10 to go here, as they mark off the penalty, we'll go back to the studios and see what David Jenkins has for us. What do you got, Dave?
Well, Gary, our second update from the South Central Conference this evening. Pena leading Roxana late in the first half. That score is 28-6. So it looks like the Panthers on their way to a 2-0 start, although it is still early, still in the first half. Again, that score, Pena 28, Roxana 6. Now back to Gary and Dan in Vandalia.
Of course, Roxana with a big win in week one last week as they came up to Southwestern and defeated the Paisaw Birds. This their home opener with their new coach, Wade DeVries, and the Pena Panthers making it a little less than a happy homecoming so far for the... One of the Vandals had a false start over here on the near side, and I don't see a flag anywhere.
They're not going to call it.
Well, you know, the thinking is if he was in motion or made a motion and then reset, maybe that's what they're saying.
Well, this isn't the NFL, though, Gary. you don't get to reset in high school football.
He didn't. Well, he got away with it.
He did. He got away with one there.
He got away with it. Oh, well, sometimes when things are going right. They get the ball down to the Hillsboro 45, so all said and done, it's going to be a second and 10. And everybody in the stadium may have seen that, but one guy missed it.
Yeah, boy, and I tell you what, it's probably a good thing that happened on the Vandalia side of the field, not that, because the Hillsboro fans may have come out onto the field on that one.
They would have definitely had some coaches over there helping them with the call.
Oh, yeah.
In any event, it's going to be a second and 10 from the 45. One back in the backfield with Wells. Two wide receivers over to the wide side, the right side. They're going to swing the ball. Oh, nice fake. Now they'll come back with the inside screen, and the pass is completed to Blake Morrison. Morrison's going to get the ball down to the 35-yard line, and it's going to be enough for another Vandals first down. Morrison with a nice catch and then peeling back to the inside off that little bubble screen gets yet another first down for Vandalia.
I really like Blake Morrison. He is just a very dynamic receiver. Runs great routes, gets good separation on his routes, just always seems to be very aware of where he is with the space and defender, and he and Matt Wells have a great relationship.
Well, we talked about Trevor Smalls and how much attention he draws in a lot of things and makes everybody else around him better, but that time Morrison, as you said, with a nice move to get open and then make the catch and make a good run. Now quarterback keeper and the defender who was assigned to him slipped and fell. Matthew Wells goes all the way down inside the 20 to the 15-yard line. Nothing more than a blown assignment there as the middle backer in charge of Wells saw the misdirection and it was coming back as he tried to plant his foot and set to come back. He slipped and fell, and that left the whole middle wide open for Wells for a 20-yard pickup down to the 15-yard line. And once again, the Vandalia Vandals leading 12-0. They're in the red zone, knock, knock, knocking on the door.
That's the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers Equipment. Score big with Kubota in Auburn and Jerseyville. SeaversEquipment.com.
from the 15. Smalls gets the fake. Now all the pass is thrown and underthrown, and it's going to be intercepted by the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. Coming up with the INT there was number 12, I believe. That looked like Jace Teakin. I believe it was, and he comes up with interception on the 11-yard line. So Tekin's interception stops that drive for the Vandals. From their own 11-yard line now, the Toppers going to see if they can dig their way out from their own goalpost. 2:30 to go to halftime. 12-0 is the Vandal lead, but that was a big play by the Topper defense.
Big stop. That Vandalia had a lot of momentum going and moving down the field with quite ease, so huge stop by the Toppers.
And as Tekin made that interception, if he hadn't fallen to the ground, he had a lot of real estate in front of him. Now when the Toppers try to turn the corner, they can't get there. They're going to be brought down on the 9-yard line for a loss of 2. That's going to bring up a 2nd and 12. It looked almost as though the Vandals were in the huddle with the Toppers that time and knew exactly where the ball was going. Clock running as we move down to the 2-minute mark.
Slide. Not Lott.
Big number 81, Jude Bertolino, is the receiver out here to this side. Topper's going to put it in the air on a slant to the inside, in and out of the hands of Caden Lemon as he simply couldn't hang on to that as he fell to the turf.
Really good play by the defender. On that play, I believe that was Garrett Austin, who was defending on the play, did a great job of knocking that ball away.
Going to bring up a 3rd and 12.
Third down and 12 for the Toppers.
As the Toppers have the ball still on their own 9-yard line. Got to give this Vandal defense some credit. They may have, offense may have given up the ball, but the defense is not budging one bit. Big play here for Hillsboro. They'll send a man in motion, and we'll have a penalty flag thrown. I believe one of the Vandals may have jumped into the neutral zone.
Offside.
And they will call offside, so that'll be 5 free ones for the Toppers, taking the ball out to about the 14-yard line and make it 3rd and 7.
Gary, really good news for the Topper fans at home. Jordan Gregg has made his way back out on the field and split out wide. So Jordan Gregg back in the game for the Hilltoppers.
Excellent. Well, we knew he was one tough cookie.
Oh, yeah.
Last year I gave him the nickname Gronk. Even though I'm not a Patriot fan, he sure reminded me.
He fits the bill.
Yes. All right, we're going to have a timeout on the field with 1:43 to go till halftime. 12-0 is the Vandal lead. When we come back, it'll be a 3rd and 7 for the Toppers. You're listening to WSMI.
Back to the WSMI studio for a score update. Pittsfield on the board at Auburn. The Trojans still lead that by a score of 28-6. And an upset alert in the Central State 8 Conference. Chatham-Glenwood takes a lead over Sacred Heart Griffin by a score of 14-10. Now back to Vandalia, where we rejoin Gary Boker and Dan Newkirk.
To you Glenwood fans, let me say it's early. Don't get too excited too soon. In any event,
Coach Leonard happens.
Yes. Following the timeout, it will be a 3rd and 7 from the 14 for the Toppers. 103 seconds to go here in the first half. 12-0 is the Vandalia lead.
Come on, over.
Back and being flushed out of the pocket is Carroll. He's going to pull it down and run it himself. He'll run it out of bounds, but not until he gets up over the 20-yard line to about the 22-23, and he's going to have enough for a first down. Toppers. Good, smart decision there by the Topper quarterback, Landon Carroll.
Just a good athlete. Landon Carroll's a kid that I'm sure that they could use him at a receiver in that I-back spot, in that triple I. In this case, a quarterback throws the ball well when he needs to pull it down and run. He was our leading rusher last week against Carlinville, so very multifaceted quarterback is Landon Carroll.
He's going to send two wide receivers left, two wide receivers right. Now he'll put a man in motion, give to his fullback. And the run by Lehman Dugan that time out to about the 25-yard line, giving him a pickup of 2. It's going to make it 2nd and 8. If you were looking for Cardinal baseball, it's not here. The Cardinal baseball tonight is on WSMI AM 1540 and on FM 106.9, but we would rather you not leave us.
We would rather not.
We are near halftime here with almost a minute to go till halftime. Toppers with a second and eight. Going to be a keeper. Now they'll pitch on the option. Whoa, had a block from behind. We have a man who was almost down. Now the ball was free. And I'm not sure. Yes, it looks like the Toppers did maintain possession. A good effort that time by Joey Leip as he's brought down on about the 24-yard line. So after all is said and done, he's going to lose a yard, bring up a third and nine, and looks like we're going to have a timeout on the field with 50 seconds to go here in the first half. Vandalia, 12-0 lead. Hillsboro ball when we come back on WSMI. Well, here at Vandalia, 50 seconds to go till halftime. It's 12-0. The Vandals have the lead. What's on tap for tomorrow on WSMI?
Starting off at 7:30 on WSMI FM 106. We've got Spotlight on Sports. Tim's going to give all the scores from the Friday night games and the baseball games, followed by the WSMI Sports Saturday Show live at 9:03 on WSMI FM 106.1. Illini football kicks off against Kent State. It's going to be live at 10 o'clock on the Ox 105.3. And then Cardinal baseball versus the Reds live at 5:20 on AM 1540 as well as FM 106.9. So lots of great sports on the WSMI channels.
Going to be a busy Saturday as the Toppers try to run a double reverse. They'll get the ball out only to about the 29, needed nine, going to pick up only five. Going to bring up a fourth and four, and very quickly, Vandalia now with 44.9 seconds to go. They will call the timeout to see if they can't get their hands on the ball one more time. They lead here 12-0. And as we said tonight, a lot of interesting action going on in the South Central Conference. The games on tap tonight include?
We've got Carlinville at Gillespie. We're here with the Hillsboro-Vandalia game. Southwestern is at Litchfield, Greenville at Staunton, and Pena at Roxana.
And we've had scores from Pena, and we've had scores from Carlinville-Gillespie. Have we heard on that one yet? Well, let's just go back to David Jenkins real quick and see if he'll give us all the South Central scores that he has. How about it, David?
Sure thing, Gary Boker. I got an update from Staunton where the Comets of Greenville lead the Bulldogs by a score of 14-0. We're at halftime at Roxana. The score is 35-6. Panthers leading Roxana. And then again, last we heard, Southwestern all over Litchfield, 32-0. Our last score update. Now back to Vandalia where we rejoin Gary and Dan.
That's a man who knows how to push the buttons and get the scores all in one felt swoop. Fourth down situation coming for the Toppers. They'll set the ball ready for play, and it'll be punt time as there'll be two Vandals back. It's going to come from about the 20-yard line. Low line drive knuckleball going to be knocked out of bounds along at about the 47-yard line. So Vandalia will get the ball on their own 47-yard line. They lead here 12-0. They'll have a chance to see if they can put some more points on the board in the final 39 seconds of the second quarter.
Jason Clay really doing a nice job of managing the clock and his timeouts to give Matt Wells and Trevor Smalls 39 seconds to try to do something.
Well, let me think. In 39 seconds, Trevor Smalls could take the ball, run down around this goal post, go down around the other goal post, and come back and probably still have time to spare.
Trevor runs about a 10-900, so, yeah, I think 39 seconds is going to be plenty. If he gets any kind of green in daylight, 39 seconds will be way more than he needs.
Well, if the Vandals decide to give the ball to him, right now they're going to send three wide receivers to the one side, one over to this side. Of course, that spreads the defense out, cutting down the number of toppers in the middle. However, the topper's going to keep a lot of guys home. Now they're going to go deep and overthrow the intended receiver there. As the pass intended for Blake Morrison, he got behind the defender, but once again, pass a little bit overthrown, bring up a second and 10. Got to like that idea, though.
I do, because everybody's looking at Trevor Smalls. The defensive corner, I'm sure, for the Toppers is all over number five. And let's take that shot down the field. Plus, by sending
three wide receivers over to the other side, he shifted the secondary that way. Had some good one-on-one coverage here. See if he tries it again. Again, trips. Nope, they have trips over to the one side. Now they'll go two by two. Two of them over here to this side. Two of them over to that side. Mr. Smalls behind the quarterback. 33 seconds to go till halftime. Second and 10 from their own 47. Roll out action by Wells. Wells is going to find his short receiver, and that was Garrett Austin. Send one receiver deep, and then Austin goes short and to the sideline. Not only does he make the catch, but he quickly gets out of bounds, so conserves the time as he gets the ball into Hillsboro territory at the Hillsboro 47-yard line. It will be a third and about four for Vandalia. Clock stopped as the receiver ran out of bounds. 27 seconds to go. Two wide receivers again to each side. Smalls, the lone back in the backfield behind Wells. And Canadian rules do not apply here. Start too early. Back him up five. You know, we've mentioned several times tonight, Dan, about the passing situation for the Vandals, but we ought to give some credit to that Vandalia offensive line because they're creating time for that quarterback to throw the ball.
They really are. And up front for the Vandals, at left tackle, Eric Roman, left guard, Anthony Enloe, at center, Lucas Carroll, at right guard, David Meyer, and right tackle, Andy Metzger.
And as we said, they're giving Wells time so that he can pick out those receivers and go downfield. With 27 seconds to go, they'll have time. It'll be a third and 10 from their own 48-yard line for the Vandals. They lead 12-0. Wells going to drop back. Now he's going to have the pocket collapse, just as we talked about that pocket. It collapses, and coming up with a nice stop there is Liam Dugan, as Dugan makes a stop at the 47-yard line. That's going to bring up a fourth down and 10 for the Vandals, and I believe coach says, let's take it in at halftime with a 12-0 lead. They'll let the first half clock run out after two quarters of play here at Vandalia High School. It is Vandalia 12, Hillsboro nothing. Back with a halftime after these messages on WSMI. And we're ready for the third quarter kickoff, if I can just get the top off my bottle of Coke here.
And now my only question, Dave, is, though, is Homer still in the game and pitching for the Reds?
He is. He's at 60 pitches right now.
At 60 pitches, still pitching down 7-2. There's still hope for a 12 on the board.
Yeah, 60 pitches in the bottom of the third, two outs.
Oof.
And so Hillsboro's going to try a little squib kick, a little pooch kick, as you would say. It'll come down on about the 40-yard line. The Vandals will field there, and that's where they will start scrimmaging here in the second half as they lead 12-0.
I think what we're going to call that kickoff, Gary, is we see number five back deep for the Vandals, and we don't want Trevor Small returning the kickoff, so we're just going to give you the ball around the 40-yard line.
Sounds like a plan to me.
That's respect.
Sounds like a plan to me. So the Vandals then leading 12-0. They will start with the ball on their own 40-yard line. As you said, that man Smalls is in the backfield behind Matt Wells. Two wide receivers to the near side. Thomas Ritchie is one of them. Everybody looking at their wrist to either get the play or find out what time it is. Any event.
I think they found out it's time to go.
Two wide outs on each side. Wells says, let's get after it. He's going to hand the ball off to Smalls, who's going to scoot around the right end, and he's going to outrun the defender to the corner, turn the corner, get up over the 45 to about the 46. Gain of six. Let's call it second and four. Trevor Smalls continuing that run to the outside. What did you say, 62 yards at halftime?
62 at halftime. That's going to expand, I got a feeling.
I was going to say, I'm just betting it'll end up being closer to the 200 than 100. I'm just saying.
Well, the one thing, Dave, you know, he had his first run of 20 yards, and then here's what kind of buckled down, but I got a feeling he's got a good long sprint in him before this night's over.
Well, there's a lot of guys in the Hillsboro secondary who are hoping you're wrong. He's going to come right through the middle. Then he's going to break to the outside. He gets one block. Oh, sheds a tackle. Two penalty flags down. He's headed to the end zone, but they're going to bring that one back because on the play, unable to make the stop for the toppers, was Jace Deacon. But I think the reason why he was unable was because he got held up here at about the 35-yard line.
I don't know, let's hear it. Gary, I think he had a face mask. I think they grabbed his face mask on the way by.
They didn't grab it very well.
No. Yeah, face mask call.
Face mask. So you were talking about a long run, and there's a 54-yard touchdown run for Trevor Smalls. And just like that, we'll open up the third quarter with the Vandals on the board in the first minute of the third quarter, still 11:03 to go.
And how many kids in the conference can turn a game of 67 yards and 122 yards as quick as Trevor Smalls can?
Well, they have had some sustained drives on their first two scores, 11 plays and 7 plays. This one, however, only 3 plays to go 60 yards for the touchdown for Trevor Smalls. Now they'll try for 2 with an 18-0 lead. And we'll have a penalty flag thrown. Going to have somebody in the neutral zone, and of course that will help the Vandals. It'll move the ball closer to the goal line, and they're trying for 2. So Trevor Smalls with his second touchdown run. First one was a measly little 1-yard run. This one, however, a 54-yard touchdown run. Now the try for 2. They'll set the offense. 2 wides to the near side, 1 to the far side, 1 back on each side. Quarterback's going to keep. He wanted to pitch, but he got wrapped up and could not get rid of the ball. Good defense there by the Toppers. And so our scoreboard reads, Vandalia 18, Hillsboro nothing. Back with the Vandals kickoff after these messages on WSMI. Well, the kickoff comes down to about the 30-yard line. And the Toppers are able to smother it there before the Vandals can get to it. So the Toppers now trailing to the tune of 18-0 will scrimmage from their own 31-yard line. And as you said, Trevor Smalls just pretty much doubled his yardage there in that last series. He'll now go over 100, heading to 200 probably before the night's over. But first things first, let's see if we can get the Toppers on the board. They've been shut out for now 6-plus quarters, looking for their first score of the year. They'll go back to that triple I offense and give the ball to the fullback, and he barely got the ball before he was tripped up right at the line of scrimmage. And there was just simply no generation of offense there.
Yeah, Liam Dugan on a play that the Toppers had some success with early in the game. Big Anthony Enloe said, you know what, I've had about enough of that.
Is that Enloe in there?
Anthony Enloe coming in at 6'3", 320 pounds. That's a load in the middle.
Tell you what, this center's going to sleep well tonight. Having to line up over him all the time. Whoa, flushed out of the pocket is Carroll. He'll roll. Finally gets the ball off. Ooh. Oh, trying to make a one-hand catch over there. Was that Greg?
It was Jordan Gregg, just about making the one-hand catch.
And a penalty marker thrown. I believe somebody may have hit that quarterback a little bit late. We shall see how this call goes. Got a report from Litchfield, Southwestern 47, Litchfield nothing, start of the fourth quarter. Remember a few years ago, you and I, we're coming home from a ball game, and Litchfield and Southwestern were going into overtime or double overtime.
Oh, I think it was at least two. At least two overtimes. But yeah, they had a over at the Piasaw Field, right? Over in, at Southwestern, which I think Piasaw snuck. I think it was in the third overtime they won that one.
Litchfield won that ball game.
Oh, Litchfield won that.
Litchfield won that ball game. Yeah, because the next week there was only one of the two of us who was smiling.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
In any event, Litchfield looking for their first win. Hillsboro here looking for their first win as the penalty is going to take the ball out to the 45-yard line. So the Toppers catch a break there on an incomplete pass. Instead, they'll pick up a first down. Now, I say a break. Landon Carroll may not thought it was such a good idea as he was hit late, but now he'll settle into that pocket, and he'll hit his tight end, Greg, over the middle. And not only does he make a nice catch across the midfield, but he also burrows his way down inside the 40 to about the 38-yard line. So give him a gain of about 17 yards. Give the Toppers the first and 10 in Vandalia territory. They're starting to generate that offense a little bit.
Yeah, big Jordan Gregg, I think he coined him Gronk a year ago, and he rumbles, bumbles, and stumbles down the field.
He's a tough cookie to bring down. I don't want to face him one-on-one, I guarantee you. Pass intended for Jonah Harkins. Went in and out of his hands at about the 33-yard line. Going to bring up a second and 10 from the 38. Hillsboro offensive line giving the quarterback Carroll enough time to hit that quick slant pass, but just could not make connections with his receiver. 9:47 to go here in the third quarter, 18-0, Vandalia with the lead, as the Toppers will bring three receivers over here to the near side. Greg's over there by him lonesome, his lonesome over on the far side. One back in the backfield. Carroll is leaning over. Now he'll roll out to his left. He'll underthrow and wisely send it out of bounds as he was wanting to throw the ball to Greg, but I think Greg was pretty much, as he rolled out to his left, out of his range.
Yeah, Greg had both Trevor Smalls and Garrett Austin playing them high and low, and I think probably that Carroll made the good choice of just getting rid of that ball and saving it for another down.
So the Toppers at the 38-yard line of Vandalia may well be in four-down territory, but it's going to bring up a third and 10. Once again, they'll send those trips over here to the inside. Near side, Harkins and Life are out here, along with Caden Lemon. And again, it's Jordan Gregg by himself. Well, I say he's by himself over there, but he's drawing double coverage, as you said, over on the far side. Now the deep post route going to be underthrown to bring up a fourth down. That ball simply was just too low to handle.
Coach Duff looks like he's looking at his play card, and I think we're going to be looking at a fourth and 10 from the 40. Go for it.
If he could run that same play right there and get that slant, if he gets his 10 yards, it's good. If he doesn't get the 10 yards, if he gets a completion and gets the ball down inside the 35, that's as good as many a punt would be.
Right. And I'm sure that's what he's thinking.
And he would definitely like to get a first down and keep that offense out on the field a little bit longer. Sending a man in motion. Lemon's got three guys. The screen developed, and tell you what, you talk about smelling it out. The Vandals did exactly that. A good play there by Zane Ulmer as he stayed home right in the middle of the pack. And at the end, there was a penalty flag down. Did we have a lineman downfield?
I think we did. I think we had a couple of them. I think we had a couple downfield.
In any event, it's going to be Vandals ball as the defense once again has held. And several times tonight, at least a couple of times, the Vandals have held on downs, and the Toppers have given the ball up on downs. So now it'll be Vandalia ball from their own 38. They're still pitching a shutout because it's 18-0 Vandalia with 9:32 to go here in the third quarter of week number two. Vandals looking for their second win of the season. Toppers going to see if they can get to 500, but right now that's going to be an uphill climb. Matthew Wells with one back behind him. He'll hand it off to Smalls. Smalls kind of ducked in the middle, and then he decided he was going to break to the outside. Kind of remind you of a running back for the Steelers who likes to kind of step into the pocket and then break out to the outside.
Very, very patient. Yeah, I like that analogy. That's a good observation, Gary.
Second and three, pickup of seven, as they'll take the ball out to about the 46, 47-yard line. Tell you what, Smalls is a tough cookie to bring down. He's a tough cookie to find when he goes in there and hides behind that big offensive line. Trips over here to the left side. Got one wide receiver over there by himself to the right side. He'll draw single coverage over there as Wells. He's going to hand the ball off to Smalls. He's got some good blocking out of here ahead of him, and then he just decided to split the difference. Takes the ball inside Hillsboro territory down to about the 45, so a pickup of nine when he needed three. First and 10 Vandals. Tell you what, I like that. As he decided, he ran out of room. He just decided, hey, split the defenders, run right through there and see what we get. Show no fear.
And I tell you what, how much those extra 2 to 3 yards that he makes that commitment and puts his head down adds up in a season.
Speaking of adding up, if he added up his yardage, he's got to be heading towards 100, doesn't he?
He's sitting at 138 right now on 12 carries.
And one of the announcers did say he'd be closer to 200 before the night was over. However, Wells says, hey, I'm going to keep it myself. And he runs up the middle. He zigs. He zags. He's still on his feet. Toppers with some sloppy tackling. And Wells is all the way into the end zone. You talk about an outstanding run. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 toppers had a shot at him at one time or another, and he eluded all of them and just kept twisting and turning. Kind of reminded me a little bit there of playing flag football. He just kept spinning around and kept on going, refused to go down. And sure enough, 45 yards later, Wells is in the end zone with the touchdown.
And I tell you what, it's been a long time for myself personally that I've seen the Hillsborough Hills toppers miss that many tackles on one play. So, a lot of head scratching over on the other sideline. Knowing Coach Duff, though, there's going to be some regrouping after that play right there. That's going to be a point we can kind of call the dogs and say it's time to suck it up and get it done here.
Soul searching going to take
a little place. Soul searching.
Next week.
Yeah.
As the point after attempt is up. Hey, guess what? Cameron Withers kicked an extra point. That's the first time tonight that the Vandals have kicked an extra point. They are successful and now lead 25-0 over the Hillsborough Hilltoppers. 8:14 still to go here in quarter number 3. We'll be back with the Vandals kickoff after these messages on WSMI. Well, we have had some extended drives by the Vandals today. Their first drive was 70 yards, took them 11 plays. Their second drive in the second quarter was 90 yards, took them 7 plays. However, here in the third quarter, the yardage has gone a little bit shorter, but the play is much shorter. 60-yard drive, 3 plays for their next touchdown, and this last touchdown, 62-yard drive, only 3 plays. Lightning is in a bottle.
Yeah, I think a lot of factors coming in. That big offensive line of the Vandals starting to wear down the defensive line of the toppers, and Trevor Smalls is finally really getting his grip.
Well, and you were saying that the toppers not really good form tackling. And I'm not trying to defend the toppers, but I guarantee you one of the most difficult runners in the South Central Conference to bring down is Trevor Smalls. And right behind him may be Matthew Wells.
Well, what a 1-2 punch. When you make that fake to Trevor Wells, there's a lot of white jerseys running that direction. So Matt Wells, when he pulled that ball back, I bet he couldn't believe how big the hole was he had run through initially. Now, he made some guys miss in the open field once he got through there, but at the line of scrimmage, it was huge.
Well, the first two guys who missed him, I don't even think they were looking at him. I think they were still trying to find Smalls. And even though he went right beside him, their eyes were on who they thought would have the ball. Now rolling out to the left, Landon Carroll throws an incomplete pass. That's going to bring up a 3rd and 8 for the toppers with the ball on their own 35. 7:19 still to go here in the third quarter. 25-0 is the Vandal lead. And remember, game 2 coming your way as soon as this one's over.
Yeah, as soon as this game's over, we've got Carlinville heading over to Gillespie to renew their Route 4 rivalry, so which it's always exciting.
Well, you talk about Route 4. When you go Carlinville, Gillespie, Staunton, those three teams year in and year out historically have been rivalries.
Something about that highway.
Yes.
Something about that highway.
Indeed. Here comes the 3rd and 8. We'll do the toss sweep to the tailback. Oh, nice run there. Going right up the chute after he got the ball was Joey Light. And Light gets the ball out to the 40-yard line. A nice gain on the play, but he's still going to come up short. And that's going to bring up a 4th and about 4. Now, here's a situation where if you go for it here and don't make it, you're giving your opponent a short field with which to work.
Well, you know, Coach Duff's watching the same game we're watching. Whether Vandalia is at the 40-yard line here or down on their own 20, you know, they're getting so explosive right now that they're playing the clock.
The only way to stop them is keep the ball.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're playing the clock right now, and if they don't start scoring, they're going to be in trouble.
Here comes a 4th. Maybe they're going to try to get him to jump offside. Nope, they'll give the ball to the 2nd back, and he's going to be swarmed under as the Vandals defense was there in force, coming up quickly with the stop. And it looked like in there on the stop was Eric Roman, as he's been out onside for quite a few. So now the Vandals will take over on downs, and we'll go back to the studios for this update.
Thank you very much, Gary Boker. An update from Staunton High School. The Comets of Greenville lead the Bulldogs by a score of 28-6. And then at Auburn, with 7:47 to play in the third quarter, the Trojans have extended their lead over Pittsfield by a score of 42-6. Now back to Vandalia High School. We rejoin Gary Boker and Dan Newkirk.
Once again, the Hilltoppers, for the second time in a row, have given the ball up on downs. This time they will do so on their own 40-yard line. So a short field for the Vandalia Vandals, who already lead in this one 25-0. And once again, it is a fake to Smalls, and he draws two or three defenders, and that allows Wells to make a nice run all the way down to the 31-yard line, a 9-yard pickup for the quarterback, Matthew Wells. And, of course, those are the kind of numbers you like. You pick up 9 yards on first down. You've got a lot of options you can go to here as we approach the halfway mark of quarter number three. 25-0 is the Vandal lead. They're looking to go to 2-0 on this young season. Of course, for Vandalia next week, they will be heading to Greenville. Sounds like that could be quite a matchup as well. But first things first, second and two. Three wide receivers. Wells going to go to the air. Oh, got the slant there, the post pattern. Finds his receiver wide open, and the catch is made, and the touchdown secured to number 86, Caleb Slater. As Slater just simply cut to the inside, found the opening, give Wells credit. He led him perfectly to the promised land. Wells to Slater, 31 yards for the touchdown. That was just too easy.
It really was. Just Slater ran a great post pattern. And again, Wells, as I said in the first half, just has a great accurate arm. Hits him right in stride, throws a rope across the field. I've not seen a Vandalia receiver have to stop or slow or make any adjustments whatsoever. He just makes it easy on him.
Point after attempt is good. So for the second time in a row, Withers comes up with a PAT. And that makes our score 32-0. Vandalia with the lead. Back with a Vandal kickoff after these messages on WSMI.
Keeping an eye on our update, our upset alert of the evening in the Central State A Conference, Chatham Glenwood has extended their lead over Sacred Heart Griffin by a score of 20-10. That game with 10:01 left in the third quarter. Now back to Vandalia High School, we rejoin Gary Boker and Dan Newkirk.
That would have Sangamon County shaken in the morning if that one is maintained.
That holds up.
Now a squib kick is going to be fielded by the Toppers on their own 46, trailing 32-0. They'll get the ball back with outstanding field position and see if they can't get some offense generated here in the second half. 5:37 to go here in the third quarter. As we said, next week we'll see Vandalia going to Greenville, and it looks like they're going to be heading for a 3-0 record is what they're going to be shooting for. Greenville, with a victory over Staunton tonight, would move to 1-1 in the conference play. Yeah. Chatham Glenwood is having some success after a bit of a trying week, shall we say, at school, but come Friday night, everybody's having some fun. And, of course, that's what you're looking for in high school football. Now trying to get to the outside. Good job of stringing things out there by the Vandals defense. As that time it was Blake Morrison who just simply said, you can run north-south, which in this case is not good, sideline to sideline as the field runs east-west, but you're not going to turn the corner. Morrison brings him down at about the 44, and that's going to bring up a second, and still about 10 or 11.
Yeah, Blake Morrison's catching everything tonight. Footballs, ball carriers. He's doing it all.
Wide open receiver over the middle.
Joey Leip.
And that is Joey Leip. And Leip is off to the races. And the Toppers are in the end zone for the first time this season. Joey Leip did a good job there as he simply ran the deep post route. Hit him right in stride, did Landon Carroll. And Leip did all the rest, as he takes it to the end zone, and that play covered, what, 56 yards?
56.
56-yard pass. That will do a little bit of a jump start for the Toppers, perhaps. May not help in the final result of this game, but it's going to make you feel a whole lot better that your offense did click and did put some points on the board. Now for the two-point conversion. Ball is tapped. Oh, penalty flags flying all over the place. I think we're going to do this one again. As Hillsboro has come up with their first touchdown of the night, their first touchdown of the season, and it was a two-play 55-yard drive as a result of the onside kick that they recovered. There's going to be an interference penalty call against Vandalia. So the Toppers will get another chance at the point after attempt. 32-6 is our score. Need to just cut this off right here. There's a big block in my way. Out of the triple I they'll go. You to the tailback. Is that Light?
Joey Light. He got him, man.
Did not get in. He was held out.
Stopped at the line of scrimmage.
He was stopped short of the goal line, and our score remains Vandalia 32, Hillsboro 6. Back with a Topper kickoff after these messages on WSMI. The good news is the Toppers are on the board. The bad news is they still trail 32-6. 44 minutes and 49 seconds to go here in the third quarter. As Jordan Gregg is going to put a toe into this one from his own 40-yard line. Will he go skip? Oh, takes a big hop. Oh, two Vandals bumped, but they were able to corral it. And so Vandalia is going to get the ball at about midfield. It's coming up with the stop, or with the catch there was Kyle Phillips. Phillips making a nice grab. And Vandalia with the ball on their own 49-yard line. Well, the Toppers gamble and didn't quite work. Vandalia will get the ball on their own 49. 4:49 to go. I want to remind you that Carlin Dillack Gillespie comes your way next here on WSMI FM 106. Then tomorrow we'll give you all the scores. Spotlight on Sports at 7:30 on FM 106. Smalls gets the carry. He'll go up the middle, across the midfield stripe, down to the Hillsboro 49-yard line. Give him a gain of two. Call it second and eight. Then the Fighting Illini, they'll come your way on the ox tomorrow. 10 o'clock is the pregame show. 11 o'clock is the kickoff as they're taking on Kent State. And next week they'll be taking on the Leathernecks of Western Illinois University. And Boker, Boker, and Boker will be in attendance for that one.
Read in the paper this week that Lovie Smith guarantees that they can play winning football. I'm not sure what that means.
Playing winning football. Playing winning football games.
Right.
Oh, outstanding defensive effort there at the last second as getting a hand up on the play was Colton Kaiser, and he saved a touchdown there as he was able to deflect that one at the last second. That'll bring up a third and eight for the Vandals from the Hillsboro 49. Well, Lovey's getting kind of, I don't say long in the tooth, but he's getting gray in the beard. If you notice, he's going to turn into a silver ghost here. Maybe he's going to...
Long seasons can do that to you.
...until he wins.
Yeah.
We wish him luck tomorrow against Kent State. I'd really like for him to pull off a win when I'm up there. It's a lot more fun watching the home team win.
Absolutely.
Third down. Smalls gets the handoff. Oh, he went right around one would-be tackler, and he says, I'm going to head around a corner and see how far I get. He gets down inside the 40 to about the 37-yard line, so he picks up 12 when he needed 8. First and 10 for the Vandals, and Smalls heading towards that 200 mark.
178 on 14.
He may get it before the third quarter's over.
I think a wise announcer may be correct.
I don't know who that would be, but I guess pretty good. 3:45 to go here in the third quarter. 32-6 Vandalia with the lead. Vandalia with the ball. They'll put twins over here to the near side, a wide receiver over to the other side. One back on each side of the quarterback. Standing there as an escort. He'll hand the ball off to Small. Small's going to deep inside, then to the outside. Oh, nice open field block there. springs him free all the way down to about the 16-yard line on his knees and clapping because he knows he did a good job. That was Blake Morrison. Play could have been shut down right there at about the 25-yard line, but Morrison sustained his block, just kept on driving that defender back. Smalls read it well, picked up more yardage all the way down to the 16.
What a great way to get a pass thrown to you, isn't that? For a receiver, get out there and make a great open field block for the star of the team and go back, hey quarterback, you see that block? Did you see that block?
It's my turn.
Throw me the ball.
He deserves it right now.
Oh, yeah.
How about a post pattern right here? As he's setting out as the wide receiver on the near side, he's close to the sideline. They're looking over the other way. Now they're looking back this way. Now they roll out. Little toss out there as the receiver's Garrett Austin, and Austin's going to finally be upended, but not until he gets down inside the 5-yard line. And so the Vandals leading 32-6. They're knock, knock, knocking on the door again.
That means they're in the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers Equipment. Mow like a pro with Xmark. Score big at Seavers, SeaversEquipment.com.
From the 3-yard line, it'll be a first and goal for the Vandals. 32-6 is their lead. They'll send Austin over here to this side as he'll be in a slot formation. Looks like Morrison is the wideout out here as he will be split. Wells will have Richie and Smalls, one on each side of him. Wide receivers each side. Give it off to Smalls. Into the middle he goes, close to the goal line. And I believe Hillsboro comes up with a loose ball in the pile. And I'm not sure who that was. It might have been Kaiser came up with it. He had a little hop in his giddy up there as he was going off the field. In any event, the fumble gives the ball back to the Toppers. Well, that's the good part. The bad part is it's all the way down on the 3-yard line, so they're going to have 97 yards between them and pay dirt. Let's see what the Toppers can do with this break.
I'll give you the number into the third quarter.
They're actually going to mark it out about the, 4-yard line? That's fine. I want to congratulate the people who worked on this turf all the off season. They've got a fine looking patch of green grass out here.
2x2. Get out here.
Alrighty. Toppers will start from their own 4 with 2-2-2 showing on that third quarter clock. We'll see what he's going to do. Going to go to the air, and he's going to be brought down in the end zone for a safety. Landon could not get away from the defender, and that looked like number, I want to say 42.
Is that Zane Ulmer?
It was.
Zane Ulmer on the tackle?
Ulmer in on the tackle for the safety. So as Ulmer gets the safety, the Vandals get 2 points, and we're going to get an update from David Jenkins.
Thank you very much, Gary Boker. Our first final of the evenings, it's over at Litchfield. The Pious Allbirds of Southwestern defeat the Purple Panthers by a score of 53-0. Our first score from the Central A&M Nokomis game, the Raiders all over Nokomis in that one, 35-7 in the second half. Now back to Vandalia High School, we rejoin Gary Boker and Dan Newkirk.
Well, Landon Carroll simply had no place to go, and as Ulmer bore down on him, he was not going to let him get out of the end zone. Tackled for the safety, making it 34-6, and now it will be the Hillsboro Hilltoppers who will have a free kick from the 20-yard line, but give credit that time to Ulmer as he simply stayed with him, and Zane would not let the quarterback get out of the end zone, and he brings him down for the safety. And Ulmer will say, that's the highlight of my night. I got to score 2 points on defense, and every defender likes to score points.
You know, and Ulmer has been very disruptive all night anyway. He's playing at a linebacker position at 5'10", 170 pounds. I think that might be a little generous on the program, but he's just very disruptive. He's in the backfield. He's all over the place and really making a lot of plays.
Doing a good job indeed, as you say. What did I say? Every time we come here, we show some kind of story. And once again, you know what? I don't know who you blame this on, but I blame this on legendary coaches who historically like to send WSI back home to come back on a different day. Well, what we're going to do right now, David,
Coach Stout, it's Coach Stout's fault.
We're going to send it back to you while we settle some scores here in the press box, and we'll be back after these messages on WSMI. So now following the safety that the Vandalia Vandals scored at the 2:19 mark, it will be a free kick for the Hillsboro Hilltoppers as they will have a kick from their own 20-yard line. They can either punt the ball or kick it off the tee, whichever they deemed best, and the ball would be spotted on the 20-yard line, but unlike any other punt, the defense can't charge you. However, it looks like the Toppers are going to choose to kick the ball off, and so following a 30-minute delay, it will be a kickoff to about the midfield stripe, and the Vandalia Vandals will take the ball down to the 30-yard line. So leading 34-6, the Vandalia Vandals are going to have some outstanding field position as they will scrimmage from the Hillsboro 30-yard line. Again, another short field with which to work.
Very interesting that they chose to... Generally, a punt is used in that situation. So, you know, it's always kind of interesting to see the different strategies and the different thought process. Obviously, the Toppers coaching staff had a lot of time to think about it through the lightning delay and chose to go with the kickoff.
What does your team have? Do you have a punter? Do you have a kickoff man? If you have neither, do you have a prayer? Here we go. The Vandals going to give the ball off to the second man, Richie, and he's going to get back to about the line of scrimmage, and that's going to be about all. Is he's going to be wrapped up there by number 81, Jude Bertolino, at the 30-yard line for no gain, brings up a second and 10.
He had a crossing action between Richie and Smalls in the backfield, and I'm not sure that ball wasn't supposed to go to Smalls, but Richie did the best he could to get it back to line of scrimmage.
I got it. You take it. Now we'll send trips out to the right side, will the Vandals. That's the wide side of the field. One wide receiver over here. And one single setback. Smalls right up the middle he goes. And he gets all the way down inside the 5 to about the 3-yard line. A 27-yard run for Trevor Smalls. And just like that, the Vandalia Vandals leading 34-6. And they're knock, knock, knocking on the door again.
Yeah, so that means we are inside the Seavers Red Zone, powered by Seavers Equipment. Score big with JCB at Seavers Equipment, SeaversEquipment.com.
Smalls is going to come out of the ball game following that run. He takes his helmet off. Looks like he's okay. Instead, they're going to give the ball off on the inside to Thomas Ritchie. And Thomas Ritchie is going to come up with a touchdown for Ritchie. He goes in from 3 yards out. And that'll make our score 40-6 with a point after attempt coming up. So Thomas Ritchie is in the books with a TD tonight as well. Made that look very easy, didn't he?
Yeah, it's really very. Both those plays, Smalls up the middle down to the 3-yard line, and then Ritchie's run behind that big. I'd like to go down and run behind that offensive line a little bit, though. Boy, they've got some beef.
Withers' point after attempt is good. And so that makes it Vandalia 41, Hillsboro 6. We'll be back with the Vandalia kickoff after these messages on WSMI. Following the Vandalia kickoff, they'll bring the ball back. Will the Toppers out over the 30-yard line to about the 33-yard line? And so trailing 41-6 now from their own 33, it'll be a first and 10 for the Toppers. It's Keaton Pruitt, I believe, on that return that time.
Pluck it out!
Landon Carroll with one back behind him. Sends a man in motion, hands it off, and that handoff will go to Jaken Foster Foster's going to turn the corner and make a nice gain there as he'll get the ball out over the 40-yard line to about the 42, 43, giving the gain of eight. Let's call it second and a couple. Second and two as we go into the final 25 seconds of the third quarter. They'll mark the ball ready just inside the 25-second mark. So Hillsboro will have an opportunity for perhaps one more play here in the third quarter as they trail 41-6. Wide receiver to the near side with a slot out there inside of him. Same over on the other side. Two left, two right. Quarterback fakes to the fullback. Forward. No, they're going to call a lateral, and it was fumbled over there by the receiver, Foster. However, the quarterback, Carroll, was able to come up with the ball, and he's brought down at the 38-yard line for a loss of five. So that's going to bring up a third and seven, but that's going to be the end of the third quarter. We'll come back with the fourth quarter after these messages on WSMI.
Upset watch at Sacred Heart Griffin this evening. Chatham-Glenwood has a 27-23 lead with 56 seconds left to play. And Sacred Heart Griffin turns the ball over on downs. So Glenwood will have the ball up by 4 points with 50 seconds to play and SHG out of timeouts. So Glenwood is going to pull off the upset over SHG. Now back to Vandalia High School with Gary Boker and Dan Newkirk.
And that's why they play the games.
Absolutely.
Nice job!
And the Toppers trying to turn outside, and it's not going anywhere. Dustin Lott did a good job of containing and refusing to let that ball carry. Excuse me, get to the outside. Instead, he's going to be brought down for a loss, and that's going to bring up a fourth and nine for the Toppers from their own 35-yard line.
You know, Gary, as I look out on the field, too, we're seeing a lot of new numbers, a lot of clean jerseys, a lot of new numbers out of both teams. So I think recognize the fact that try to keep the varsity guys healthy, keep those starters healthy. You got some guys, let them get some varsity experience.
So here will be a rollout action going nowhere. He's going to be brought down. Landon Carroll all the way back inside the 20-yard line. Credit that sack, and you can see some Vandal secondary players. They're high-fiving each other because they did an outstanding job back there. That was Dylan Davis, who was back there, one of the defenders as well, and it looked like he had some help from Gavin Davis as they were doing a good job there of making sure that the Toppers receivers were covered. There was no place for Carroll to throw the ball. He is brought down all the way back at the 20-yard line. And so it will be Vandalia ball from the Hillsboro 20. We've got a timeout on the field. We'll take a timeout as well and be back after these messages on WSMI. We were just talking off the air whether the Vandals score on this next possession and start up a running clock or not. Right now at 41-6, Dan, the most important thing for both of these teams is to move on to week three healthy. And I think for the Toppers, the fact that they may go at 0-2, then that gives them more incentive to try to have a healthy team to put on the field in week three.
We've got a new quarterback in for the Vandals, Andrew Law. We got the wrong team. Garrett Austin. Actually, Garrett Austin's in at quarterback now, normally a receiver.
Kind of didn't have quite the mesh between the ball carrier and the handoff there. And as a result, the Vandals will turn the ball over and give the ball back to Hillsboro. So on their first play, the offense will say, let's send the defense back out there. Hillsboro will get the ball back. They'll do so at their own 22. As we said, they trail 41-6 with 11:03 to go. Three receivers wide left, single receiver split out to the right for Landon Carroll, who's going to keep it himself. One of the officials thought, and you know, this is something that I've seen happen more than one time. Years ago, I saw it happen when Scott Hamilton was playing quarterback at Roxana. He now the coach up north.
You beat yourself at Tuscola or Tolona.
And he had such a good fake. When the whistle blew, he was running down the sideline. Nobody was anywhere near him. I asked him here, what was it, last year or year before when we went up there? if he remembered that, he says, don't remind me.
We had an option quarterback in Litchfield named Michael Logston back a while ago, and he had a great mesh point and would get some inadvertent whistles called on him a lot, and he'd get frustrated. We just always told him it was a compliment to how well he ran the mesh. And Michael was a smart young man, and he kind of got that. But he said, well, Coach, how do I not do it as well so they won't stop the play on me?
Well, I used to get aggravated as a defensive coordinator. I would get yelled at, and our team would be penalized when we tackled the quarterback while he was carrying out a fake. And I told the referee, I said, if you don't want to have him tackled, then tell him not to carry out the fake so well. We thought he had the ball. Now you're penalizing us for tackling a guy who doesn't have the ball. Well, they're going to give them the gain on the play to where they stopped where they blew the clock out about to the 26, so that's going to bring up a second and about five. A run that could have gone for perhaps more, but in any event, the Toppers come back and get a first down on the next play. So I guess, as they say, all's well that ends well, as they'll take the ball out to about the 35-yard line.
Kaiser,
they said, on the carry that time. The clock is turning back on at 10:30. We're not in a running clock situation, as it's 41-6 here in the fourth quarter. In the pistol formation, Carroll has one back behind him, and he was going to hand it off to him, but the guy took off too wide, so Carroll had to keep the ball himself, and he'll get the ball out to about the 38-yard line, so let's give him a gain of about three or four. And that'll bring up a second and still about seven. So from the 37, 38-yard line, 10 minutes and counting here in the fourth quarter. Carroll, once again, with two wide receivers left, two wide receivers right. Haven't seen much of that triple I here lately, as they're working on some different combinations. They'll hand the ball off. This time it'll go to Jaken Foster. Foster's going to get the ball out near the line of scrimmage, and that's about it, as they're going to spot the ball at the 38. So we'll say no gain and call it third and seven.
Third down and seven.
Now, you were talking about some clean jerseys in there for the Vandals, but doesn't seem to matter what the number is on the back of the jersey. They've all been doing a pretty good job defensively here this evening. See Matthew Hobler in there. Now we'll take a long pass down the sideline. Fighting for the ball. Neither one can come up with it. So the incomplete pass is going to bring up a fourth and seven for the Toppers at the 9:05 mark.
Good defense on that play. Was Jacob Fickus was running right along with the receiver. Make a play, got his hands up in time to kind of distract the receiver a little bit. Lost track of where the ball was.
So it's going to be a fourth down play. We got two deep men for Vandalia. Thought they were going to punt and realized, wait a minute, maybe they're not. Now they'll send the punter back. As Carroll is going to get a toe into it. It'll go over towards the sideline and go out of bounds. It'll be caught by one of the coaches over there at about the 45-yard line. So the Vandals leading 41-6 with 9 minutes to go. They will start scrimmaging from their own 45 when we come back after these messages on WSMI. Jackson Hamby comes up with a big stop there for the Toppers. No gain on first down. David Jenkins, do you have a final in that Central State 8?
I do. It's officially a final. Glenwood defeats Sacred Heart Griffin. That final score, 27-23. The rivalry is back between Chatham Glenwood and Sacred Heart Griffin.
Thank you for that update. Yep. We're at 8:26 to go here in the fourth quarter. 41-6, Vandalia's in control of this one. They've got a little bit of new blood in here. And Garrett Austin didn't get the handoff because the guy he wanted to give the ball to took off too early. So he takes it himself and makes a little something out of nothing. Picks up a couple of yards. Let's call it third and eight as the ball's now resting on the Vandalia 47. More importantly, the clock continues to roll, and as far as I'm concerned, the breeze continuing to blow a little bit. So, you know, that's got to be helping these guys out. Nice breeze coming out of the southeast, helped cool things off a little bit.
It was helping these two old guys out, I know that.
Amen to that. Ah, who was that? Third down, eight to go for the Vandals. They're taking their time, letting the clock work down before they snap the ball. watching the official back in the back. Oh, nice spinning run that time. Is it Kyle Phillips?
Kyle Phillips, junior, 5'10", 175 pounds with a nice run.
Indeed, a good run there. He spun around and got himself into Hillsboro territory as he picked up five, going to bring up a fourth and three. Have we seen Vandalia punt yet tonight?
Not yet. Not yet. You know, I was thinking earlier, Gary, what the future looks like for the post-Trevor Smalls era at Vandalia High School between Thomas Ritchie, who's only a junior this year, between this young man, Kyle Phillips. They've got some running backs coming up who are going to be able to do a good job.
What is it? They used to say they had a stable of running backs down there.
No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure anybody has another Trevor Smalls. I mean, it's replacing a young man like that is just a, you know, you get those once in a coaching career kids, but they are going to have some kids who can run the ball.
There is your evidence right there. As you said, a nice run once again by Kyle Phillips as he was running on a fourth and three from the 48. He gets the ball down to the Hillsboro 42-yard line. He gets a first and 10 for the Vandals. Yeah, they list him at 5'10", 175. You'd have to think that frame is probably going to get a little bit larger over the next couple of years.
Yeah, you would think so. You know, I'm looking at this, Gary, this big, physical, talented offensive line for Vandalia loses one guy next year.
Wow.
Just one. And it's not Anthony Enloe, only a junior.
Well, I'll tell you what,
Yeah, so they're going to be able to run somebody behind
him. One
them.
Player on the offensive line, but he's almost like two players on that defensive line as he requires two or three men to block him every time. And again, they'll give the ball off to Phillips, and Phillips with a nice run down close to the 35-yard line as he's going to pick up seven and bring up a second and short. Clock continuing to run down to 5:30 to go here in the fourth quarter. Phillips picking up some nice yards. And as you said, we got to credit that offensive line for doing their job as well. In there over on that right side, Brody Hall is coming up with some big blocks, doing a good job to create some holes on that right side for Phillips.
Caleb Swanson, they're a sophomore at 6'1", 270. Again, just reloading these big linemen. I'm looking at the sideline here, and it's they've got some nice-sized kids. And then there's Enloe.
And here's the snap. And again, they'll get Phillips. Oh, he spun away from the first tackle. Should have been down on about the 33, but somebody forgot to tell him. So, see, he spins out of that tackle inside the 30, down to about the 29. So, needed three. Picked up six, first and 10 Vandals. And Phillips is making a name for himself here this evening.
Yeah, really. Only a junior. So Kyle Phillips showing Coach Clay that as when we, like we say, get to the post-Trevor Small period and era, that he's going to be a factor in the offense.
But what do they say? You can put any kind of running back you got back there, and if you got the horses up front, it'll make him look good. And these guys up front are doing that tonight for the Vandalia Vandals. Down to the four-minute mark we go. Got a new kid on the block going to get the ball this time. That'll be Jacob Fickus. Fickus decides that he'll try the left side of that line over there. And he picks up some good yardage down to about the 23. So he'll pick up, let's say, six, call it second and a short four. It's Fickus with a nice run over there on the left side.
Jacob Foster for the Hilltoppers made the tackle. He's got his name called a couple times, had a couple of runs. That's made a tackle.
I believe that's Levi Fickus over there at the left guard as a lead blocker.
Hmm.
Could that be brotherly love or just cousins who get along well? In any event, nice run there for Fickus. Brings up a second and short for the Vandals. Austin sets his offense. And he'll hand the ball off on the near side here to Phillips. Phillips was stood up, but then he just decided to keep those feet churning. And he gets the ball down inside the 20 to about the 16-yard line. And so guess what? The Vandalia Vandals leading 41-6. They're in the red zone, and they're knock, knock, knocking on the door again.
Gary, that's the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by powered by Severs. Score big with Case IH at Severs Equipment, SeversEquipment.com.
Spent a lot of days in my youth on an international, 706, I believe it was. At that time, it was the cream of the crop. Now it, like me, is probably a relic. Oh, high snap. Quarterback says, nope, I better fall on it back at the 30-yard line. Good decision there. It'll be a loss of 14, bringing up a second and 24, but the Vandals will maintain possession, and the clock will continue to run. 2-2-2 showing on the fourth quarter clock.
Our new quarterback here for the Vandals is a freshman, Carson Rout, 5'10", 150 pounds.
Well, to catch that snap, he needed to be about 6'4".
He was not quite tall enough.
Yeah. So. Everybody looking at their wrist to get that snap, what the play is. Two-minute warning coming up. Mark, inside 2 minutes we go, 41-6, Vandalia with the lead. And here is the snap as they're waiting to let that play clock run down. And now the handoff to Fickus. He'll go around that left side. He just keeps right on running all the way down to the 15-yard line. So he picked up a big chunk there, picking up 15 of the 24 yards, going to bring up a third and about 8 or 9 for the Vandals as we're down to 80 seconds to go. And they'll be watching the clock.
Third down and 7 for the Vandals.
As we have avoided the running clock tonight. And that's always a plus to know that you did not have a running clock run on you tonight. But the Toppers are going to have some work to do before next week as their tackling was a little bit sloppy. Their assignment sometimes a little bit sloppy. But they did put some points on the board. And they did play a very tough Vandalia team. And now Vandalia with a third and 9. They're going to take a knee, and I think the referee is going to take his time marking this ball ready for play as he's going to wait, and he's going to wait. He's going to wait another 5 seconds, and this is, once again, good clock management as both teams are going to head to their sidelines. They will line up quickly at midfield, and they'll have a traditional handshake, and the Vandalia Vandals will take a 41-6 victory over the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. Well, we've recapped this one already. We've had our lightning delay already. So what we're going to do, folks, is we're going to tell you one final time. Our score here is Vandalia 41, Hillsboro 6. For Dan Newkirk, I'm Gary Boker. Thanks to David Jenkins for being our producer back at the studio. But now, let's go on to game number 2 on WSMI.